Okay, good to go. Right, enjoying it, there.
Okay.
Mark Robinson, first of all, wonderful innings from Matt Prior today.
No, it was. It was a fine innings for many different reasons. Selfishly for him, you know, it confirms to him that that form is sometimes temporary, but class will always stay. He's a fine player, and he proved that to everybody today. If anybody needed any convincing.
Did Matt himself need some convincing?
Well, you get, look, it's human. We're all human as sportsmen, and every now and again you get some doubt in there, don't you? That starts to question. But look, he's a good player and he's worked hard. And as I say, when good players work hard consistently, they get their rewards.
You mentioned pre-season that he's been working very hard. He's had a break from the game. How important for him was that?
Oh, he'll tell you better than me, but I think it's important for anybody sometimes to be able to take a step back and to reconsider where you are as a person, as a player, and whatever walk of life you do, to get some perspective. It's really useful, and Matt's had that. He's had a bit of a space, a bit of time to spend with his family, and he's hungry to score some runs.
And how disappointed would he have been in his form last year?
Well, he'd have been devastated, because he sets high standards for himself. But not only that, he wants to win for England. He loves playing for England, wants to win, and he was part of a team that gave away the Ashes. So I know how devastated and gutted he was when he came back, and obviously it's when some of that hurt starts to go, as it does do in time, and you start to focus on the future, and that's when the motivation kicks in to go again.
When this inning started on Sunday night, it wasn't easy. I mean, he was batting under lights, and a couple of early wickets had gone down, so they weren't easy conditions.
No, and nor this morning. There was a really important partnership this morning with Matt Machem. They got us, you know, they batted an hour. I'd like to extended it, but they batted an hour. And as I say, just gave us a bit of some foundations.
When he got to the 100, he got a massive hug from Ben Brown. Everybody was on the balcony applauding. It looked as if it was one for Matt Prior, but the team were really with him.
Well, as I say, you suffer with your own, don't you? When any of your own are going through some troubles or some tough times, you suffer with them, and you celebrate with them when they're having the good times too, don't you? And everybody knows what Matt's gone through. Everybody knows the hard work he's put in and the hunger and everything he has to succeed. So you when you see that firsthand, you want to share and express your joy for him.
And important in the context of the match, when he was out 250 odd at that stage, that the Sussex Tower really wagged. You know, Jimmy Anion, Ben Brown, Matt Machem before that, everyone, you know, contributing. John Lewis right down the order.
Well, it's a good cricket wicket, this. It's got a bit in it. If a bowler gets it right, you know, it's hard to score on it. You're always in the game as a bowler, but because it's got a bit of pace and it comes on, if the bowlers are offline, you can put hands through balls and make hay. And Middlesex, from our point of view, luckily, you know, gave us a few balls to hit, and we pounced on them. We've played with really good intent. You know, we talked about this morning about to try and give the captain the opportunity to declare. We were going to try and get 400 and pull out, and that was a great achievement from three down this morning. And as I say, what you'd have to say was bowler-friendly conditions after the wicket was under covers for a whole day.
A day to go. It looks like the weather's set fair for tomorrow. How do you see tomorrow panning out?
We'll have a window to win the game, you always do. Rogers is a key wicket, and they've got some good players, and they'll come in to fight their corner to make sure they don't lose the first game of the season. But we sent a victory. You know, it's important when we get that chance to go for the kill, we really go for it.
I know that seamers are generally prevalent in April. I just wonder whether Asher Zaidi might have a part to play tomorrow.
Well, he's a clever bowler, and you hope so. You know, we class Steph as a bowler too, so as a more than useful support bowler. You know, we three frontline bowlers, and then Steph will more than hold his own in these conditions, especially at right-handers. And Ashley is a clever bowler, and he's a canny bowler. And as I say, if he can get anything out of the wicket, or he can outfox a player, he will.
Mark, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
All right, Adam.